Welcome to Crime in Plastic, a gripping podcast where I, Dr. Miami, one of the world's top plastic surgeons, and my co-hosts, Santina and Rosie, delve into the often unseen world where true crime and plastic surgery intersect.
Each week, Dr. Miami will share his expertise and insights into the complex world of cosmetic procedures, while Santina and I give you the shocking details of criminal investigations.
From notorious criminals undergoing drastic transformations to evade the law, to even our own personal encounters with true crime and plastic surgery, all will be uncovered.
So sit back, relax,
or don't,
because this is Crime and Plastic.
Welcome back to Crime and Plastic. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
You're still hungry?
I'm fucking starving, actually. We didn't talk about in the last episode, which we filmed approximately 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
Is that today I got my lips tattooed.
Oh.
That's cosmetic. That's plastic.
Yes. What's the crime?
The crime is what look I look like right now.
Oh. I think you look good.
You cannot insult me. Because I do it first and better.
You are now my elite employee. You have been promoted.
It's so sad when the old people in your life misquote TikTok.
You have been promoted. You are now my elite employee.
So tell the people what you did to your lips exactly.
Picture a blow-up doll.
Okay, first of all, I'm the one who made that. Again, you cannot insult me because I do it first and better. That was my joke that you stole from me.
No, but
you co-opted
true.
My joke.
Yes,
this is what men do.
I told your joke better than you. That's
did you or did you just tell it?
All right, guys, stop. This is my job all day is refereeing.
Well, she got her lips.
Let her tell what
colored
she got.
To
another man trying to tell a woman's story.
Okay,
blow up doll.
No, she didn't.
Blow up doll.
No.
No. So I go to this wonderful place in North Miami that they do my eyebrows.
Were you planning to do your lips? Because you didn't tell me.
No, I wasn't.
It was,
so I went
was
to go,
an impulse buy?
No. Yeah, because I was surprised. I was like, how did you do that without telling me?
So no, I went last night to my eyebrow appointment because I'm leaving to Costa Rica in a couple of days. And she laminates and tints my eyebrows. And she's amazing. Her name is Andrea. The place is called Indigo Beauty, whatever.
What does laminate mean?
Laminate is like they basically relax the hairs on your eyebrows so that they're easily like brushed up and stay that way.
And they look
so
good.
They look more manicured. And then they also tint it to fill in like the gaps of like places that you have less hair or whatever. So I've only gone to her once, but I was looking at old photos and I'm like, wow, my face just looked more polished when my eyebrows were done. So I went again last night and then I don't know, somehow either she brought it up or I brought it up that I was like, oh, I've always wanted to do like lip blushing, which is when they tattoo your lips like this like pinky red shade so that it looks like you naturally have like a little bit of lip stain on all the time.
A little bit though.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so then I say that and she's like, oh my God, that's so crazy. My sister does the lip blushing and she's been looking for a model. Do you want to come tomorrow morning to get it done? And then I was like, yes, hello. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow
morning.
Say less. So I got there at 10 and took like 3 hours.
3 hours?
Because they literally have to do like rounds of like...
Does it hurt?
Yeah. Well, the first round she did it. She didn't put any like numbing cream or whatever. So I felt the full thing. And it hurt, but not too bad. Then she put the numbing cream and it didn't hurt at all.
Is there a reason she didn't put it on the first round?
I think it's so that she could see your natural lip line. I don't know.
Maybe the cream interferes.
Yeah, she did the first round and then she did the second round and then she did the third round and then she was like, I think we need to do a little more and she did a fourth round. But the point is that like, obviously it's your mouth, you eat, you drink, whatever. So it's going to fade in like 8 months. That's why they have to go so many times to put like as much pigment as possible. And the first day it's like super bright and also your lips are swollen because you've just been like stung a million times.
Well, they can't see. Everybody can't see her on the podcast. Okay. I'm trying to
they
give,
can
paint
see
a picture.
Me on my Instagram.
Yes.
Santina X Rizzy. Anyway. And my TikTok, San Rizzle.
Yes.
And your TikTok, The Real Doctor Miami. And your Instagram, The Real Doctor Miami.
Yes.
Anyway. So the point is that
I like them.
They look really fierce right now. But
it looks nice.
But yeah. They're going to like... Apparently, they're going to get brighter tomorrow. Like, they get a deeper shade tomorrow, and then they start to fade. And then also the swelling will go down.
Right.
Even though I don't think I have that much swelling.
No, it doesn't look bad. There, I like it.
There are people that blow up, like literally like a bee stung them, or like they're like an anaphylactic whatever.
It's just I'm not used to seeing you like that. That's all.
That's
she's not what? Used to seeing herself like that.
I'm
either.
Not. When I saw myself in the mirror, I was like, I like it. But then five minutes later, I was like, oh wait, I do like it. He's like talking the house of shit, and I recorded your initial reaction, which I'm gonna post so people can see that you're a fake.
What do you mean a fake? I'm not a fake.
His initial reaction was just like, what happened to your face?
I was concerned.
And then he was like, it looks nice. Don't do too much. Because he thought that I got filler.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, it's not filler.
I thought you got filler and then you put lipstick on. That's what I thought.
Yeah. And then he thought that I just got tattooed like the lip liner and then I just filled it in.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that?
People do that.
But for what reason?
So you don't have to put lip liner on.
But yeah, who puts on lip liner?
People do that. They put the they had the tattoo lip
my
liner.
My generation.
They also tattoo eyeliner too.
I remember the eyeliner tattooing has never looked good.
No, I don't like it.
I once got my teeth whitened by a dentist who had just gotten his teeth whitening machine and didn't know you had to like protect the lips.
Yes, and you burned your lips.
I burned my lips and they got so big. I actually liked it.
Did you sue him?
No. But they looked I looked in the mirror, I'm like, kind of look good with big lips.
You're so zesty.
No, really. They were like, they look nice. I'm like, I do have thin lips. We don't realize it till they get bigger.
Yeah, I like my thin lips. Like when I saw them big, I was like,
what do you call my lips again?
Paper cut lips.
Paper cut lip. Like my mouth is just a slit.
Yeah, literally.
Alrighty. So I don't think, because our last episode we actually recorded 20 minutes ago. So I don't think any news has happened in the last 20 minutes.
Well, you can't be too sure with plastic surgeons these days. Let me just Google just a key. Let's see. I can all go on Twitter and see that. Because that's or X, whatever it's called.
Chulo, duro, pegame ese
okay, culo. So there is no news, guys. We're going to go on to our story of the day. This was actually happened a few years ago in 2022. So this is about the murder of Anna Mariah Wilson.
Oh, I hate this already.
People called her Mo.
Oh.
She was an athlete in college and comes from a family of athletes. Her parents were professional skiers and she was a skier in college and then she got injured. So she switched to cycling. And then she was like the girl that everyone had their eyes on in cycling. She was in Austin for a race, staying at a friend's house. And when her friend came home, she found Mo shot to death in her house.
What's going on with all these guns?
Yeah, I don't know. So the police started investigating. First, they thought it was a burglary because they found Mo's like bike. And I guess cyclist bikes are very, you know, expensive, obviously. They found it like hidden somewhere in the bushes. So they thought it was like a burglary that went wrong. The police started investigating and they looked at her. I don't know if it was actually a Ring camera, but we'll call it a Ring camera for now. They saw that she was dropped off. A man dropped her off at 8:30. His last name is Strickland. I think his first name is John.
What's the girl's name again?
Mo.
What is that short for?
Mariah. Mariah. Anna Mariah Wilson.
Anna.
Anyway, his last name is Strickland. So okay. He is also a cyclist. And there was also footage of them at a restaurant eating and they went swimming after the meal and then he dropped her off at 8:30.
I hope she waited 30 minutes.
So after eating, I don't know. She's an athlete. I think she can handle it. So they would go and question Strickland and he was very forthcoming and
not a suspect.
He wasn't suspect. Yeah, he was helpful to the police. He didn't like turn them away. And turns out that he's actually dating somebody else. He's living with a woman named Katie Armstrong. Mo and him were just friends.
And dinner, swimming, yes. Dropping her off at her house.
So basically, Katie and Strickland, they met in 2020, like right around 2020 during the COVID pandemic. So their relationship kind of moved quickly. They moved in together.
Did they quarantine together?
They quarantined together. They started a business together. But then sometime in 2021, for like a week, they broke up and he dated Mo.
Oh.
During that week or two, and then got back together with Katie. So I guess they were still friends. He was also a cyclist, so professional athletes together, whatever. So he met up with her. So, but when he tells the police, he says that his girlfriend, Katie, is the very jealous type, that on his phone, he doesn't even have Mo saved under her name. He has her saved under a different name, and that he lied to his girlfriend about where that he was meeting up with Mo.
He was cheating on his girlfriend. You could say it.
That has never been said, as far as I could tell.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I mean,
that's hypothetical. You're living with a guy.
It's not nice.
You're living with a guy who saves another woman's number in his phone under a different name.
Yes.
Who they've had a relationship when you guys broke up before.
Yes, it's definitely sus.
And then he behind definitely her back sus. Goes out to dinner. And
it was
a short
lunch. It was
lunch and a swim.
Yes.
A all afternoon
yes.
event.
Yes.
And then drops her. That's cheating.
Okay. Fair enough.
What would you call it, Cynthia?
You had a very... You have a very liberal view of cheating.
I do.
I enjoy that.
I'm very strict.
I agree with you. That's cheating.
100%.
Look at them on the same page. I'm going to cry.
What would you call it?
Okay, I'm just...
It's cheating at best.
Yeah.
It's being a bad man at best. It's cheating.
100%.
In reality.
So then also on this Ring camera, they saw this black SUV that drove by the house like after... She had been dropped off. So they kind of look into this black car and they notice that at Strickland's house, there was this black car. The black car was registered to Katie.
Katie.
So.
Over a man.
So then.
Girl on girl crime is the worst.
So then they start investigating, but they don't have enough to, you know, get a warrant or whatever for Katie yet. But they found that they had a warrant. She had a warrant for her arrest because. And
for another
know,
reason? For another I, reason?
Yes. Listen to this reason. Because she.
Hold on.
She left a Botox appointment without paying.
What?
Yes. Just the way that is it that, becomes it, plastic.
That's no, a crime? No. I've got a lot of criminals then.
I don't know. I guess the doctor got mad and I don't know. So they brought her in for questioning. They said that she was very like no emotion, nothing. Like she was very weird. Like she didn't say no, it wasn't me. No, I didn't do it. Da da da. Da. She was just like
the chip lawyer.
No, she's just like, can I leave now? Can I leave now? And then there was something wrong with the warrant. Like her date of birth was wrong. Her name was misspelled. Something like that. So they had to let her go. They couldn't hold her.
That's always the best.
Is that true for a spelling mistake
or a date of birth? Yeah, I guess it has to be correct to identify you.
But can't they just fix that with a phone call?
I don't know.
They could fix it. But and arrest you again.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like, but they had to let her go at that moment. So they let her go. And then when they go back to question her, she's gone. She left. She skipped. So they try to find out where she is.
That's exactly why.
To be fair, I would do the same. You fucked up.
On a technicality. So you had me, but now you don't have me.
You fucked up. So now I know you're on my tail and I'm dipping.
So then they find out that she went to go see her sister in New Jersey. So they call his sister and...
How'd she get there?
She flew or drove. I don't remember. And so she went to go visit her sister. So they call his sister and the sister's like, oh, she's not here anymore. She already left. She said she was driving. I guess she drove because she said she's driving back to Austin, but she never came back to Austin. They didn't find any flights with her name or anything of her going anywhere. No, then the sister calls him and says that her passport's missing.
Whose passport's missing?
The sister. Katie's sister.
Right.
I think her name's Catherine or something like that.
They look alike enough that...
So then they find that the sister's passport was used to go to Costa Rica.
I bet it was... What's her name again?
Katie.
I bet it was Katie. I was going to say Catherine.
Yes. So they...
I bet it was Katie. Man moment.
So they...
No, I bet it was Katie.
Yeah, so it was Katie. So they have a lead that Katie's in Costa Rica somewhere. And the U.S. Marshals... go to Costa Rica to try to find her.
So I digress. So she's in Costa Rica.
And the U.S. Marshals are going to find her. And apparently they can't find her. I don't know what their methods are for looking, but
Do they speak Spanish? The U.S. Marshals? I hope so.
One of them spoke Spanish. She's not Spanish. They find this businessman that she had, that somehow they found out that they were linked, like him and Katie. That they had met up. So they call the businessman and he hangs up on them thinking he's like a telemarketer. They keep calling him the U.S. Marshals. And then he's like, oh, yeah. Like they show him a picture of Katie and they say she's not going by that name. She was going under a different name. I think Beth at the time.
Is that her sister's name?
No. And then they said, and she doesn't look like that anymore.
Well, I'm surprised that he was able to recognize her then.
Yeah, they said she doesn't. I guess her hair was a different color. Apparently, wherever she went, there was like a town of people who looked like just like her. Like it was like a very.
What do you mean?
She was into yoga. Yeah. So it was like a very, it was like a yoga retreat town, and it was like a lot of like touristy, like white women who went to this town. So it was like, it was, it, and someone had warned them before they went there, like, everybody looks like her, so it's going to be hard to find her.
That's so fucking,
that's hilarious.
Santa Teresa. That reminds me.
What was that movie with Pierce Brosnan where they all dressed the same with the same hats to confuse the cops?
It was like Thomas Crown Affair?
Yeah, it's like, is this like the Thomas Crown Affair?
I guess,
like,
I don't
with yoga?
Know. So the U.S. Marshals even had an agent who they had go to yoga classes to try to find her. And they couldn't find her. And they went to this, like, a popular restaurant there. And they asked if he knew her, if he knew Katie. He said that, yeah, she's been to the restaurant before.
But she goes by Beth.
And then it was Ari. Now she went by Ari. And he said that he had seen her recently, and she had bandages on her nose. And the restaurant owner asked her about it, and she's like, "Oh, I got into a surfing accident." He didn't think anything of it because I guess it was like a surfing town, and that happened a lot. So then the U.S. Marshals decide to put an ad for a yoga teacher.
Clever. Is she a yoga teacher?
Yeah, she's a yogi. So they put an ad for a yoga teacher, and they wait there for like a month, and there's no answer. So they decide, they're like, all right, whatever, we're going to go back to San Jose. Finally, though, they get a hit. Like, someone says, oh, I'm interested, da-da-da. And they meet at a restaurant, and the guy and the federal agent, like, goes to meet her. He said that he did not recognize her. Like, she looked completely different from her picture. But then when he talked to her more, he said they had the same eyes. So then they arrested her, and then in her apartment, they saw the receipts for her plastic surgery. So she did her nose and, like, jaw, like, some facial plastic surgery. So she had plastic surgery to not get captured.
Oh, she was really smart, though.
Yeah. So then they caught her. They brought her back.
Clever.
And then even when they brought her back, when she was going to trial, she escaped.
What?
When they were bringing her to the courthouse, but they caught her. They found her.
How'd she escape?
I don't know. She's wily.
What's this girl's name?
Katie Armstrong.
How many women escaped from prison?
And then at trial, they showed evidence that Katie tracked her boyfriend and Mo using this, like, cyclist app, like a fitness app that tracks your miles, whatever. And so she saw that her boyfriend was with Mo, and then her running away was
another
red flag. And she was found guilty and sentenced to 90 years in prison.
Oh my goodness.
Only 90?
Only 90, yes.
Wait, this is really creepy.
Why? Yeah. You know her?
Before
and after.
Look at her before.
She's really pretty before. Yeah.
Look at her before.
She's beautiful.
Look at her after. I also wouldn't recognize her. It just chills down my spine.
Let me see.
She was so pretty.
Yeah, she was very pretty.
Wow.
And she really made herself not as pretty.
Yeah. She ugged herself up just to get away with murder.
I mean, I would do the same.
For a man?
No, I'm saying if I had to get away with murder, hello?
No, she was smart.
No, she was, because she was also smart to, like, go to her sister's house and, like, take her sister's passport.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to mention one of the reasons why the police, like, after they questioned her, were able to go back and question her again is because they got a break from one of her friends. Katie's friends called saying that Katie had said that she was going to kill Mo.
But she does look, now that I see a photo of her,
she looks way better.
She's still pretty.
Yeah, but she's still pretty, but before she was, like, she was really pretty.
I'm sorry. Thank God I'm not in the FBI U.S. Marshals. Because if I was sitting across from that bitch, like, we ain't got her. That's not her. I would be like,
the bitch we're looking for is a 9. She's like a 6.
At first he thought it wasn't her, but then he noticed, like, the eyes were the same. And that's how they found
her.
Yeah,
but honestly, like.
Yeah. Even her eyes look different.
How did the restaurant owner tell them, like, oh. Like, how can a restaurant owner look at that photo and be like,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's that girl.
No, because it was before she had the surgery. Remember,
he said her with the bandages.
No, but he met her before that.
Maybe.
And then he saw her recently with the bandages. He probably didn't know what her new nose looked like.
I don't know. Whatever. She definitely looks different.
Not just her nose.
She looks different. Her whole face looks different.
That's really creepy.
But yeah, she got found guilty, sentenced to 90 years in prison.
Nine?
90. 90.
Only 9?
That's why I was kidding. I said only 90?
90.
No, 90 so is that's good. It's a good solid amount.
So that's the story of a girl who went into a jealous rage, shot another girl.
That's the only reason she didn't get the death penalty. And then, it wasn't like premeditated, kind of.
And
it was
then,
like,
had,
it was I like mean, opportunity. Yes.
Why'd she go to Costa Rica? I feel like there's just too much.
And then she was pretty good at evading capture.
Yeah, like.
And then she got out, you said? She escaped?
She, yeah, I mean, they caught her, but she escaped for a little bit when they were bringing her to the courthouse.
I feel like there had to have been some premeditation because, first of all, I get thinking on your feet, like, okay, I was just arrested. I had to go see my sister, take her passport, and flee. But, like, she had to have researched that Costa Rica had this random-ass town with a bunch of white yogis that looked just like her.
Maybe she always, maybe they had talked about going there.
Or maybe she had been, she traveled a lot. Like in her, she went on yoga retreats, so maybe she knew it was a yoga town.
And the, no, like, I guess you could find a plastic surgeon.
I have some questions. Yes. The marshal, they put the ad in the paper for a yoga instructor.
Yeah.
Hoping that one of these white ladies that does yoga is going to be her.
Well, she needed a job if she's living there.
Yeah.
Okay, but then it goes to the interview. Do they actually hire her? Or they just arrest her on the spot?
No, they arrested her.
On the spot.
Once they ID'd her, they arrested her. And then they searched her place. And they found the receipts for plastic surgery.
I would not be the one to make that call.
Yeah, what a call. Imagine you arrest the wrong person.
Whatever. Then you released them.
I would be like, I'm not too sure.
I'm sure they've arrested the wrong person before.
Almost like all the time. Like every time they've ever arrested someone.
There's apparently this podcast, though, that sounds interesting about U.S. Marshals. I bet they have a lot of good stories about their like captures and everything.
I feel like that's such a fun job. Like one of them got to be a yoga teacher for like a month in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You're chasing murderer. They're not always like these delicate white lady types, you know, that like killed an ex-lover.
If I were like a U.S. Marshal.
They're usually like bad people.
If I were U.S. Marshal, I would ask for a specifically only task like that.
Right. Yeah. The drug kingpins, that's not my forte.
That's not my thing.
I specialize in...
That's not my thing at all, actually.
Bicycle yoga ladies.
Yeah.
That murder people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Women who kill. I think like white American women, like I could deal with that. I could take that. I could take them down. Pretty much any other category, I lost.
Well, I hope you
even though
nice...
white American women are fucking batshit crazy.
Hello? Yes.
That's where the evolution of Karen.
Many people are crazy, sadly. Yeah. Crazy is not the right
That's
word.
That's insane. Over a man.
We have a mental health crisis in this world.
Well, she was, I don't know. Yeah, I think that was definitely an overreaction.
No, over a man is crazy. Break up with him. Wait, let's think of the more simple, like the more simple solutions.
I can.
Break up with him.
Or flee to Costa Rica and have plastic surgery and change.
Break up with him. Beat the girl up. Beat him up.
Or it would have made sense.
Kill him.
Kill him. Or if she killed her to like frame him for the murder, like right. That would be like total revenge. But yeah, I don't know. She was crazy. She was crazy.
She was crazy, but very calculated.
Very, yes. Because she planned her escape well and she was hard to catch.
I wonder what she did with that bike. Why she grabbed it.
I think she was trying to make it look like a burglary.
What bike? She grabbed the bike?
When they had arrived at the scene, they found like the cycling bike like outside in the bushes or something like that. So they thought, oh, maybe it was a robbery had gone wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong that they didn't take the bike?
No, because cycling bikes are super expensive. So they thought that like maybe they were trying to take it and whatever. They couldn't.
I don't know what they thought. Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. There you go. There you have it. The story. The sad story of Mo Wilson's
Poor
death.
Mo.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next time with more stories for you. Bye. Bye.